It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
We have the amazing geopolitical analyst. And by the way, the nice thing about you, Josh, is you do a minimum amount of speculation, you do a maximum amount of detail work. So you have, like you said, in your hand, you have the Pfizer report. I want you to go through this. I have the Epoch Times I've been reading here, and it's really good. It's way better than Drudge. If you haven't got a membership in Epoch Times, you need to get one. I have the online version, and weekly I get the Epoch Times paper version. You know, it comes out. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. But please tell us your analysis. You got the Pfizer right in your hands. This is explosive stuff, isn't it?
It is. Well, here's the thing. You know, look, nothing against the president. I love the president. I'm on the Trump train.
Right.
He said a couple of weeks ago that it was going to be historic. Well, right. The only thing that's historic about it is in its historic failure. Because this report is really, it's nothing but garbage. I mean, I don't typically talk about my bowel movements. But when I had a giant shift today, I actually used the Pfizer report to wipe my backside. Because that's basically what this thing is worth.
Right.
The fact that they didn't find political bias when Michael Horowitz's report clearly outlines 17 instances, by the way, of political bias is beyond me. But again, this is something that I predicted was going to happen within 100% accuracy. I said a couple of weeks ago, this is what to expect in the report. And then 6 months earlier, I predicted that this Horowitz report that I'm holding right now in my hand was going to be exactly the way it is. And one of the main clues, and I may have said this on your show as I've said it on many others, the fact that James Clapper and John Brennan, and of course Andrew McCabe, all three of those people are still working. They have security clearances, and they are political contributors on CNN and MSLSD, respectively.
Right.
That is your number one clue. Do you think that those networks would be that stupid to hire those people if they knew that they were going to be imminently indicted or arrested?
Right.
Of course not.
Right.
Now, going through this report, I mean, there's so much garbage with it. They explain the FISA warrant and what happened. But what happened is that this report doesn't hold anyone accountable. They've changed the language. They talk about how, you know, we've identified at least 17 significant errors or omissions in the Carter Page FISA applications and many additional errors in the procedures. These errors and omissions resulted from case agents providing wrong or incomplete information to and for failing to flag important issues for discussion. While we did not find documentary or testimonial evidence of intentional misconduct on the part of the case agent who assisted in preparing the application, or this agent and supervisor who performed the procedures, we did not receive satisfactory explanations for the errors or problems that we identified. In most instances, the agents and supervisors told us that they either did not know or recalled why the information was not being shared with the FISA court. So basically, they said in the report that we know that we lied, we know that we got caught, we know that we told the FISA court false information, but yet we want to let you know that we didn't do it on purpose. Yeah,
You're kidding.
James Comey, Andrew McCabe, all of them, they're all guilty. They should be swinging from nooses, okay, at halftime at the next Super Bowl. That's what they should be doing.
Right.
And I'm sure right-wing Watson is going to write an article about what I just
now,
said.
Now,
you know what?
This indicates now, Horowitz is obviously basically saying, identified all these things, but it's not showing purposeful. This is ridiculous. It's almost like shoving manure in our faces, isn't it? Saying this.
Oh, and without a doubt. Without a doubt. And again, you know, this is what I...
What does Barr think about this? I can't hear Josh. I think we lost our connection. Let's reconnect him, yeah. That's not good. We lose our connection. That usually indicates that somebody's really ticked that we're bringing these things out. The fact that this is being tolerated by Trump is also a bad sign. I mean, to be honest with you, they didn't show up at these meetings, and Nadler's taken over from Crazy Schiff, which I've changed the last two letters of his name to TT instead of FF. But is this a public dance to aggravate the public? You know, what is it? Does it indicate that we have a banana republic and neither side are going to behave? Does it mean they want to destroy the office of the presidency so, you know, no future president can have a discussion with a foreign government so they can impeach him on a discussion? Does it mean that someone can actually use counterintelligence to actually attack another party, either Republican or Democrat, but mainly the Democrats attacking the Republicans? Does it mean that this is just given a pass so these guys don't go to prison? Nobody wears orange jumpsuits? Do we have Josh back?
Yeah, I don't know Josh. What happened. I guess Right Wing Watch tried to shut me down or something there for a second.
Oh, you're kidding. So basically, what do you think Barr's response is going to be to this? Because I'm sure he's not going to agree to this, is he?
Well, Barr has made a public statement, and Durham has made a public statement that they disagree with the findings of the communist Horowitz's report.
Right.
However, just disagreeing doesn't lead to anything. Again,
well, I heard from my sources that Barr might proceed with indicating he's going to set up grand juries and going to actually impanel them and start other investigations that are going to start going seriously after the other side. So I don't know if that's going to happen. If it doesn't happen between now and January, things are really going to basically go south, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, from your lips to God's ears. I mean, you know, bottom line is I would love for that to happen. Some of these people, as I said earlier, you know, they should be swinging from the neck. And as I was explaining before we got cut off, is that Jerry Nonads Nadler, the Penguin, and the Penguin Lair in the House Judiciary Committee, they're actually using the word treason. Treason, U.S. Code 182381, treason. Now, anytime I would use the word treason for what these people did in the coup to set up President Trump, the eunuchs that run Right Wing Watch would always be compelled to write an article about me because I used the word treason. Meanwhile, you've got Fat Jerry, you've got Nancy Lugosi, and you've got Adam Schiffless all trying to say that this president committed treason. That's how insane this party is. They are so dangerous to the survival of our country. Anyone that even has a half a brain cell left in their head, if they vote for anyone but President Trump, I mean, you might as well put a gun to your head and put one bullet in it and keep flipping the thing and seeing what happens. Because that's basically the danger that you're putting your own self and your own health in.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. You might disagree with some things about the past history about Donald Trump and his family and so on. But Trump is trying to do the right thing. He's trying to fix the deep state. In fact, it's very obvious he's taking off the deep state on the right and the left, isn't he? It's not just the left side of deep state. There's Rhino Republicans like a Mormon senator attacking him and many other Rhino Republicans. We went over a list about a week and a half ago with Gary Richard Arnold, and we had a long list. In fact, he has it up on his website, news-expose, with actual pictures. People need to realize this anguishing, painful system is paralyzing our government from moving forward with fixing the economy, paying our military, building better weapons defense systems, doing lots of stuff like USMC that'll bring anywhere from a quarter to half a million more jobs to Americans. All this is being put on hold by Nancy Pelosi, which I have some pretty significant evidence. There's a very evil lady. When she says I have to pray, she prays about right, but it's P-R-E-Y. She doesn't P-R-A-Y, does she?
Yeah. I wonder if she prays while she votes on murdering babies on the day that they're born. Yeah, I'm sure she really prays about that, like she's some good Catholic. You know, and then she got all upset because someone called her out on it and said that, you know, don't, what'd she say, don't mess with me? I'll tell you what, Nancy, I'll mess with you. I'll mess with you good. Watch my show, you'll see how much I mess with you. I'm the one that created the nickname for her, Nancy Lugosi, because she looks and acts like Bella Lugosi from back in the day.
I love that. You're really good at the names, aren't you? I called
just
her
like
Nancy
Skeletor.
Pelosi.
Remember Masters of the Universe, the He-Man show?
Right,
just like
yeah.
Skeletor. That's yeah. what she really looks like.
She does look like Skeletor. You got it right.
She really, yeah. really does. But looking at this report, I mean, my God, the FISA applications included a footnote developed by the OI based on information provided by the Crossfire Hurricane team to address concerns about the potential political bias. Potential political bias? Are you kidding me? Of course there was political bias. Of Steele's research, the footnote stated that Steele was hired by an identified U.S. person, Glenn Simpson, to conduct research regarding candidate number one, Donald Trump, and their ties to Russia, and that the FBI speculates that the U.S. person was likely looking for information that could be used to discredit the Trump campaign. Oh, no. Oh, no. Horowitz, right? Horowitz says there's no political bias here. Nothing to see here, folks. No crimes have been committed, folks. I mean, it's so, so ridiculous, these people. And that's why this investigation, I knew, was going to go nowhere.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you've got someone like Horowitz, who's, you know, not only a registered Democrat, but, you know, his wife is tied into the deep state. He's
right.
there really as nothing more than to plant his lips on the back of every member of the FBI and Department of Justice deep state.
It's like the Mueller report
behind.
Where they plant the Mueller name on the Mueller report, right?
Yeah, of course. Well, then you have, you know, Robert Mueller, who didn't even do his own investigation. Okay.
Right.
That was the communist Andrew Weissman who did that entire investigation. You know, he didn't even know who Fusion GPS was, the old bat. Remember?
I mean, like, it was like watching somebody with pre-dementia.
Fusion GPS.
Yeah.
You know.
So here's a little statement by
corrupt.
Yeah, here's a quick statement. I want to get your response. This is in the article over in the Epoch Times. Attorney General William Barr said that Horowitz's report now makes clear that the FBI launched an intrusive investigation of a U.S. presidential campaign on the thinnest of suspicions that, in my view, was insufficient to justify the steps taken. That means Barr's initial statement is, this report is good for ass wipe. That's what it means.
Okay.
What he's saying. Yeah.
Fine.
Which is what you said,
but
right?
But if you think that William Barr, at least the way it sits right now, is going to hold these people accountable, well, then I have a FISA report to show you. I have a second report on James Comey to show you. And I have another report on criminal referrals for Andrew McCabe and a few others to show you. And meanwhile, none of them are in jail for swinging from a rope, and none of them have been held accountable for anything that they have done. So,
right.
Again, I'm going by what I see, what I have seen,
exactly.
and what I predict in the future. And when I make a prediction, I'm not bragging, but you can put it down in stone that it's 100% accurate. Because you
yeah,
can go
exactly.
back and you can look years and years of videos in which I have been 100% accurate.
Yeah, in other words,
one of my predictions.
In other words, your prediction is Barr's not going to do anything. It's going to be a song. It's going to be a Luciferic dance with the devil. You know,
I
shining,
think your
right?
best case scenario on William Barr is he holds a few low-level people accountable. He maybe indicts a couple of people lower level, you know, the Klein Smiths of the world and things
right.
like that. But
like the attorney that was involved
that
with
Comey
the FISA thing.
And Brennan and Clapper and McCabe are going to be looking at 10, 15, 20. No, not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So.
I agree with you. I think this is all wacky stuff. And to be honest with you, you know, they proceeded with this thing so they could damage Trump enough so he wouldn't get reelected. Because remember,
right.
the deep state on the left and the right doesn't want Trump to move forward with a bunch of things, whether it's financial
right.
superiority of America against world trade, which is being stripped from the last 30-some years, especially after the corrupt
mm-hmm.
politicians got China in the World Trade Organization. They've shipped 60,000 factories out of America. It's also we don't have missile defense. We don't have our proper application of billions of dollars in getting proper equipment that the military does need. We have garbage going on with corrupt systems in every realm, so that we're wasting money. We don't even have a wall to Mexico, and we have the illegal drug trade being run in collaboration with the SAD division of CIA and these drug cartels. And the cartels are, by the way, working together. There's not one cartel fighting another. They're all connected. Just like people need to understand what's going on here is this is a public dance, and nothing's going on, is there?
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, simulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, mathematical realist. Hey, we're coming back. Want to make a little kind of a promo here of the genius of Josh Bernstein. Now, my son does what's called sports betting, and he's done really well with it, actually. He put in like $30 here just a week or so ago, and he came up with a large four-figure win, okay? And he's been doing this for some time now. So what people need to start understanding is, okay, we've got to end that up. So what's going on now, basically, is you're a pessimistic bettor, and because of that, you often walk away with all the chips. You usually have enough facts, you can say, look, this is where I see the direction of this, and most of the time, you're correct, aren't you?
Well, I wouldn't say most of the time. I'd say 100% of the time. The only thing I've ever gotten wrong...
Right.
No, I'm being serious. The only thing I've ever gotten wrong was I chose Julian Castro to be Hillary's VP. And the only reason he wasn't, and instead was Tim Kaine, the only reason was because he was under an indictment when he was the mayor of San Antonio. Other than that, he would have been the choice. That was the number one choice. So, other than that, I've got a pretty darn good track record.
So, three predictions I want you to know. Number one, we have to get Trump reelected. Number two, where are things going with the trade deals with these countries overseas and with our financial stuff that's going on? Because I think with the repo market, we're heading toward a catastrophe. All of my newsletters and everything I'm getting from my sources tells me that the Fed pumped in $4.2 trillion in the last week or so to keep the repo market going, where a lot of companies basically don't have their finances to actually finance their debt. And they're loaning more and more money at these ridiculously low interest rates so they can keep on floating. This is a very dangerous thing, isn't it?
Well, we have to understand, we just saw the jobs report, 226,000 new jobs, 40,000 of those jobs in manufacturing.
Right.
So the economy's doing great.
I know that. I'm just talking about the
3.5.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that side of the economy. I'm talking about parts of the economy where large corporations are servicing their debt because they're getting giant loans from, say, the Fed and so on. So do you have any concern, say, in the next year or two that we're going to have a major correction?
I don't think so, because all the prognosticators and all the predictors that said that having a trade war with China was going to tank the U.S. economy, they've all been proven wrong.
Oh, I know you're right. No, I was totally agree with you on that. I can't see that anybody playing a trade war with us is going to win. And in fact, if Boris gets his way and gets his election, Britain is going to do fantastic to have a free trade agreement with America, aren't they?
Oh, there's no question. Every single country that decides to have a trade agreement with us is going to benefit from it, although, of course, it won't be one-sided as they were in the past. It'll benefit us more than anything else. And that's the way it should be, because we're the biggest, baddest one on the planet, so we should be able to dictate the terms to anyone in a trade agreement. That would be the number one thing I would say. But number two, I don't think the Democrats are going to allow the USMCA or any kind of trade agreements to be done, because it's a win for President Trump.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
They don't want to win for President Trump.
Well, it could be up to 500,000 more American jobs, which is why Nancy doesn't
want they don't want nothing. That.
They don't want it. They don't want any win for Trump, no matter what the win. In fact,
although
she talked about the idea of getting USMC done before Christmas.
There's a reason on my show, for the opening of my show, one of the first things you hear is I say the same thing. I say, President Trump could cure cancer tomorrow and rescue kittens from a burning building, and they still call him a piece of blank.
Right.
Now, the reason I say that is because I know that is the feeling of the Democrats, the feeling of liberals in general towards this president. They don't care what his successes are. They mean nothing. I mean, look what Nancy Pelosi said the other day. Although these signs are encouraging, we're still at a loss for this and a loss for that. It's like they cannot accept any good news. And I'll be honest, even the people on MSN and CNN, they were even forced, some of their analysts were forced to admit that President Trump is crushing it on the economy. And I'm pretty sure Zucker is going to give them an earful or fire them for saying anything positive about the president. This is not news. This is propaganda. This is the same or the most, I would say, the equivalent to Pravda in Russia or possibly the North Korean news agency. CNN and MSNBC are the equivalent of North Korean news. They are controlled by the deep state. They're controlled by the state. And when you have a president that doesn't go along with that, they're going to ostracize him, which is what they've been doing for all of this time. And thankfully, there's people like me and you and many others in the conservative media that are going to fight back against the lies. And they call us fake news and conspiracy theorists. Meanwhile, I get up every single day and I look at that camera and I make a video and I feel 100% positive about it and completely at ease with anything I say. You know why? Because it's well-sourced. It's all truthful information. And you know what? I sleep like a baby at night. I don't have a conscience knowing that I've been lying to the American people, like the people at CNN and MSNBC, some of the people that may still have a heart and know what they're doing is wrong. And they probably go to bed and they probably have all kinds of horrible thoughts of what they're doing. And they know that it's wrong, but yet they wake up in the morning for that job and they keep going to work. And they keep working for a company that lies to the American people. I don't do that. I sleep like a baby. I have no bad ill will on my conscience or anything because I tell the truth.
Okay, well, what's your predictions for 2020?
Well, I think my predictions are that it's not a foregone conclusion that the Democrats are going to do impeachment in the House. Now, I'm not predicting that they're not. I'm just saying, with everything that we've seen, one witness has been an actual witness, Gordon Sondland, who, by the way, has his own problem with sexual improprieties with people that work for him and everything
And also persecution of his company by the Democrats. I mean, he's had actual threats against his companies, right? So, and then he was trying to spin the story when they actually
had
no
witnesses. They've had no witnesses, nothing but a couple of professors, you know, that think they know what they're talking about, which obviously they don't. So there's really nothing there. There's no case there.
What did you see the guys this morning that were on the committee this morning with Nadler? These people, it's like they need to go back to English 101. These people don't know how to construct sentences and paragraphs and coherent thoughts.
I did see Owen Schroyer go in there and give them a piece of their mind and say that it was an impeachment scam. And God bless them for doing so. I'll tell you this. If I was doing that, there's no way I would have kept the language PG, if you know what I mean. I would have called Nadler every single name in the book, and it would have been a lot worse than what Owen Shorter did. So I give him credit for his civility, that's for sure. But look, you're asking me what's going to happen. There's no guarantee that this even moves past the House. I think with those 31 Democrats feeling the pressure from independent groups and conservative PACs, and they've been getting hammered constantly on the fact that you can't vote for impeachment.
Well,
it's possible.
I think you're right. I put it like 50-50, but here's what I think the next step is.
I think
if it moves to the Senate, the Senate can start investigations and they can drag it on for months. What I know is if they drag on the investigations, say, past winter into the spring, the number of months for the Democrats to be able to campaign, despite this going on in the background, damaging them, the Democrats will lose the House and have further losses in the Senate. It'll be catastrophic for them, right?
Well, look, I think I don't even, like I said, I don't know if it's going to make it to the Senate. But if it does make it to the Senate, as I've said before, this is a psychological situation. And the psychological situation is that if it dies in the House, psychologically, the far left will feel dejected about that. They'll feel as though their efforts can't even get their own constituents, their own Democrats, to impeach the president, and they may basically sit out 2020 or at least not be as active as we would think they would be. However, if they do impeach them in the House and then it dies in the Senate, then those far left activists are going to be more emboldened because they're going to say, look how close we came. If we only had the Senate, we could have then impeached the president. So I think it's a psychological game, and that's why I hope that it does die in the House.
Yeah, I think you're right. We don't want it to move to the Senate. You've said this before when we talked about this last week, right?
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that they want it to go to the Senate because they want a quick trial, and they think that it's going to be a quick dismissal. But I'm telling you, there's going to be so many venomous Republicans that are going to have an opportunity to finally, you know, turn on the president. And yes, right. that's even including people like Lindsey Graham that'll look for a reason to change his mind and show that he's bipartisan and noble, right? This is who they are. You have to understand, these are who these people are. So you're looking right. at a Lisa Murkowski, a Susan Collins, a possible Marco Rubio, a definite Mitt Romney, a possible Richard Burr, and then I would say even Lindsey Graham. Now, I'm not saying that there'd be enough votes, maybe Ben Sasse, not enough votes to impeach the president, but right. then the Democrats could run ad after ad after ad and say, look, even six or seven of these Republicans wanted to impeach the president.
Yeah, it's
and
the
that
damage,
would damage
in other words.
Him even further.
Yeah, in other words, the damage of what's going on. In other words, the damage could end up making Trump lose the election because of the damage created, even if they can't move forward in the Senate, right?
Right. What word am I looking for? It's the it's kind of like the image, but it's the portrayal. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's how the media will then define President Trump moving into the general election, and they'll say, look. Even these six or seven Republicans voted to impeach him, and they wanted him gone, too. You know what I mean? So they'll
right.
say that it was a, quote, bipartisan effort to impeach him. This is how the left thinks. This is how
right.
they work. I mean, if I was a liberal, which I never would be, I'd rather be dead than be a liberal. But if I was, I would be making millions of dollars working for the left because I know exactly how they think. I know how they operate. I know how their brains work and move.
Right.
Very easy, very simple. They're emotion-driven. That's it. They're emotion-driven, and they're fallacy-based, basically. They just lie.
Yeah, so these are basically decorticate individuals that are basically driven by the reptilian brain, right?
Well, whatever you want to call it, they don't really
I'm just being sarcastic here, right, using medical terms.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think you're correct. You know, you usually have a fairly neat analysis. So my guess is, that there's a very good chance that this is going to die in the House. In other words, the Republicans in the House have to fight like crazy to make sure it doesn't get out of the House to go to the Senate. Because if it drags it out of the Senate, there may be enough damage that Trump might lose the election because it'll embolden the Democrats to get out of the House to the Senate, and that'll increase the chances where if it dies in the House, the Democrats may even sit out the election, and of course the independents are the ones that are going to be kingmakers. The independents, basically, right now are already turning
Correct.
Against the idea of impeachment by another 10 or 11% drop in the last month. So it means that if
yeah.
it dies in the House, the independents are going to support Donald Trump, right? Along with the blacks, by the way.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that assessment very,
yeah.
very succinctly. Because here's the thing. As I said, this is a psychological battle. If
right.
it dies in the House, you have an opportunity to say that, look, the Democrats can't even impeach the president with their own caucus, with their own
right.
party being in control. And that
right.
message will then resonate to the radical left-wing base.
Right.
And they'll feel the sting of that. And they'll punish the Democrats by either sitting out or, you know, challenging them with, you know, primarying them with other more radical left-wing Democrats.
Right.
But if it makes it to the Senate and it dies in the Senate, now the Democrats will feel emboldened, especially if I'm correct, and four
right.
or five or six Republicans vote in favor with the Democrats to impeach the president.
Right.
That's where the problem lies.
Right. Now, here's the other things that are going on. The World ID starts in October. I have from my sources, including Intel, that they're planning on doing biometric evaluations of people crossing state lines and federal lines in other countries around the world. The advance of 5G and 6G means they're moving further. 2 weeks ago, the Department of Homeland Security got the contract transferred to Amazon to do their biometrics for them. I'm concerned that despite all these things going on the positive side, there's some negative things happening in the background here, including the, I call the digital cyber world, that's very scary to me. What do you think is happening there?
Well, I'm assuming you're referring to the 5G and 5G network stuff.
Exactly, and also the biometrics under Amazon, believe it or not. They transferred them DHS to Amazon.
Let's not forget that Amazon is now the largest defense contractor in the United States.
Wow.
So,
We've got to do some video sometime. Josh, take care. We'll get the show over to you
okay.
later. Okay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
Okay.
All right. And we are on now. John W. Spring, there's some articles coming out about Large Hill Island, and you mentioned on the break here that they're trying to spin it down as just the Russian bear bombers, or what's the number for them?
The Tu-160 Blackjack bomber.
Right, and those are kind of an old lumbering bomber that drops nuclear weapons. It could drop, cruise missiles. But the fact is that the hypersonic cruise missiles that are with the launch systems that they could bring on the Antonov-124 with a 2-mile-long runway is designed to actually send missiles in at Mach 5 to Mach 7, which is between, you know, somewhere up to 6,000-7,000 miles an hour. They can change course and have evasive tactics or whatever, so they can't be hit with missile defense systems. People need to understand these Russian missiles. In fact, by the way, they launched this last week by Kim in North Korea. These are Russian missiles. They're not North Korean. They're not self-inventing these. The same with Korea. And the missiles that we have in Nicaragua, on Punta Huerte and in La Archila Island, these are Russian.
Yeah.
And what people need to understand is that it's just a distraction. So why are they spinning it to talk about the Tu-160, which is an old lumbering Russian bomber? So what? These are easy to take out, aren't they, with their military defense systems?
Yes, but the newspapers apparently that are covering the story on La Archila Island, they're not mentioning Punta Huerte in Nicaragua, and they're not mentioning the length of the runways, which are nearly 2 miles in length.
And you don't need it that long for bear bombers. You need it only for the heavy lift 128 Antonov.
The AN-124.
24, I mean. The 124. And these jets basically have to carry up to, what, I think, was it 200 megatons or tons of cargo?
Yes. up until recently, it was the largest air transport. There is one larger, but there's only one of them. So this is still the best air transport
right.
in the world for practical purposes. And unfortunately, we don't have anything quite of that magnitude, but the Russians do. And I've even seen a satellite image of La Archila Island, where the Russian Air Force Base is located, and I saw one of those Antonov AN-124 Ruslan giant military air transports on the ground there.
Right, exactly. In fact, we've got satellite photos. In fact, back in January, when I told Jeff Rentz that we're going to put your article up together on his site and talk about it, he posted up the article, but of course he's released and taken down a lot of my audio files I've done with him for the last 14 years. But he changed the title of the article. And what people need to understand is he said, well, if you can get satellite photos, and I prayed 2.5 hours after I talked to him, and I got satellite photos, which shows these mile-long runways. You don't need those for the bear bombers. You need them for the Antonov jets to bring these hypersonic cruise launch systems, which, by the way, they can offload in a matter of minutes and be ready to launch nuclear weapons at us.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we have no defense at all against these weapons. None. Nada. Right?
No missile defense system in operation that can protect the American people at this time.
Right. In fact, and I'll tell you what the reason is, and I mentioned this earlier when I had Greg Ford on. This is set up not just to attack America, but to America to capitulate to world government. And so this is a game being played at a globalist level. And part of the reason why the news media is playing this game and trying to talk about the Antonov jets, because they don't want the news to come out that we are completely in danger right now. And if Trump gets a second term and puts in, say, my missile laser net interferometry system, we will no longer have to capitulate to world government, because if we only have even our nuclear weapons and we don't have protection against chemical and biological, no nation on earth would dare to attack America, because we can annihilate them. So having missile defense systems in America, my system, which God gave me, would make us impervious. So a second term of Trump and the truth and knowledge about these Russian nukes there would put an end to the New World Order, wouldn't it?
It certainly would.
And all you need to do is give America missile defense, and every other nation, Russia, China, anybody trying to play financial games or anything else, is over. The idea of making America surrender to capitulate to world government is now gone, right?
Yes. Yes, it would be gone, Dr. Deagle. Unfortunately, when you have articles that have just come out within the last few days...
Which papers was it at, by the way?
One is called The Examiner.
If you can send me the links on that, I'd like to see what they... Because I wonder who the reporters were, because obviously these are deep state actors trying to spin the story with disinformation so people won't listen to us when we bring out the truth. Because, as I mentioned before, Dr. Bart Goldman from the A4M, the founder of A4M, and many other top academies, and my colleague, Dr. Ron Klatz, He has direct contacts with President Trump and to Ivanka Trump. And if we can get through to Trump directly and give him this intel from you and make sure you have a secure communication with Trump, and we succeed in getting a second term with the Space Force and getting missile defense in, like the laser net interferometry system, which I showed him that technically how to build it. If we do that, by the way, Boeing in the spring of this year turned down over a $200 to $400 billion contract because over 4 years of study they said they couldn't do it. So Boeing turned down the contract to do systems which are similar to what's called a Brilliant Pebble system, which was conceived back in the 1980s. Yep. I talked to a four-star general that sat between Gorbachev and Reagan when Reagan announced Star Wars, and Gorbachev had basically freaked out when he realized what they were doing. Yep. And he knew that it was Linda LaRouche who was trying to say, he was talking to Reagan, that if we develop the system, we can work out some kind of treaty in terms of the proliferation of nuclear weapons, and we'll share the missile defense system with Russia or any other nation like China. Right now, we have a dangerous system where if mistakes happen, like an incoming asteroid or missile, and we think it's something else and we launch, because you have a narrow launch on command sequence, like between India and Pakistan, the launch sequence minute window is only about 2.5 to 3 minutes. Between us and Russia, it's around 20 minutes, but with these hypersonic cruise missiles, that's narrowed down now to about 4.5 to 5 minutes. So you have to get the launch sequence from the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the President, and you have to activate what's called Huey. And once Huey is activated at NORAD, it turns on our launch-based, land-based nuclear missiles, say, in Montana and the north of the United States, and our submarine-launched nuclear missiles. And once the launch sequence starts, you can't stop it. People need to understand that these hypersonic cruise missiles change the mathematical dynamics of an interchange that can cause nuclear war and increase the dangers. So if you have missile defense, it neutralizes the idea of America capitulating to world government, doesn't it?
Yes. I also had the privilege of talking with General Graham during the 1980s regarding SDI, the Strategic Defense Initiative, which became known as Star Wars.
Right.
And I felt that his plan was fairly good. Of course, we also had the backing of the father of the hydrogen bomb, whose name I cannot recall at the moment, for the missile defense system being developed at that time during the Iraq.
I think wasn't one of the fathers, was his name Fisher, is that right? Was it Fisher?
No.
I know he was involved in it. There's a number of scientists who are involved that were building the bomb. You're talking about in the research in New Mexico?
Yeah, yes. he was at Alamogordo.
Alamogordo, yeah.
And White Sands.
So the name's on the tip of my tongue. Yeah, yeah. The key thing here, issue, is if you and I can get you in front of Trump and we get missile defense systems going with Space Force, America will not have to capitulate to world government. It means we'll have a system that will not subjugate the human race to a cybernetic world like the Matrix, which, by the way, is going to come from America. It means that post-Trump will have a government that will make parties like the Democratic Party impossible to operate, so they'll have to completely revise their politics and get rid of all their old politicians, and will wall off the deep state so they won't try to be the fourth arm of government running everything and thinking it's a farce that we have elected officials.
Yes.
Because that's what Brennan and Clapper think. They think that we're fools, the high-level masons, the banksters, and the global elite that run the world right now behind the scenes with the illegal drug trade, human trade, and organ trade. They think it's a farce we have elected officials. That's why Clapper and Brennan are threatening Trump.
Yes.
How dare you, you know? And remember, Brennan converted to Islam as a high-level Mason, and he has his tour of duty in Saudi Arabia. It doesn't matter what religion you are. You can be a Jew, Christian, whatever.
That's
these
true.
These people are globalists.
Yes, but meanwhile, Dr. Deagle, we have to remind our listening audience that we have a crisis right now that is far more serious than the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Right.
Because these weapons are operational. The airfields are operational.
Right now.
And that was not the case in the Cuban Missile Crisis. They were not operational when Kennedy.
What do you think Putin thinks of this? Because does Putin realize that this is a dangerous game to play? You remember now, Putin is collaborating in the Permian fields in Ukraine. You know that, right? You know that there's some backdoor things going on between bankers in Europe and Germany. We're going to talk about this after the show today with our intel agent Greg Ford. And we talked about this morning in great detail. We're going to play this up on video this afternoon. People need to know that even the Trump family and the Bush family have long cross connections, and so does the Clintons. People need to understand that there's all kinds of what I call unscrupulous and dirty deals going back 70, 80 years that connect all these people together.
Yes.
People need to know Trump is trying to do good things, but remember, I call him a pre-Christian. If he gets a chance to get a Christian ministry from you and I and other of our people, and he actually understands what's really going on here, because the real issue is things like data. The real issue is missile defense. If we have data defense, like the systems that Mr. Barnswell developed with Greg Ford, and we have missile defense, so we have cybernetic defense on one side and missile defense on the other, America will not have to capitulate to world government. This will mean it also releases every other nation from having to literally become vassals of a cybernetic world called the Beast System. That's coming, isn't it?
Yeah.
And 2020 is their first step to actually start chipping and tracking biometrically the entire population of Earth. This year, which is only now weeks away, is the first step in the global New World Order, isn't it?
Yes. By the way, I understand that Zelensky met with Putin today.
Right.
But I don't know the full details, but they met today. I don't know if they met in Moscow. I presume they met in Moscow or possibly
right.
some other area. But it's a very serious situation in the Ukraine, and I think the president is trying to do everything he possibly can in spite of the impeachment hearings.
Well, you got to understand that the global behind the scenes actually made sure that the Crimea was handed back to the Russians, which is primarily 95% Russian citizens, because the Russians wanted sort of the Permian Basin, a warm water port, to actually deliver their oil, which is another way of trying to compete against the Middle East and the West, which is America now. We're the number one oil and gas producer on the planet. We're also going to be probably the number one methane hydrate producer, because we have the only technology on Earth that actually releases methane hydrate as energy. Do you know that?
Yes.
I found this out from my intel sources that we have the methane hydrate generators, and the technology is patented by an American company. All right? So,
yeah.
And there's, by the way, thousands of times more energy in methane hydrates than oil or gas or coal. Thousands of times.
Yes. Well,
and it's everywhere. You can almost any go dig in your backyard and you'll find methane hydrates. It's freaking everywhere.
Yeah, it's very abundant.
Extremely abundant. At the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, when they're drilling there at the Macondo drill site, which means the devil's food, they drilled through almost a mile of methane hydrates, and they actually calculated out that the amount of energy at the bottom of the oceans is just little microballs they can pick up with a little remote submarine. Is several thousand times all the proven oil reserves on the planet in terms of energy production. You don't have to even drill for it, just pick up little balls at the bottom of the ocean. Isn't that crazy?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, they're holding back on things like Tesla's energy technology to transfer energy without power lines. They did over a century ago. They, you know, remember Donald Trump's uncle grabbed all of Tesla's documents on how to build the death ray machine, which
yes.
Space Command, by the way, does have, and White Sands Missile Base in Vandenberg in California. It was Donald Trump's uncle that got all those documents from Nikola Tesla's hotel room in the 1940s for the OSS that later became the CIA and NSA. Believe it or not.
Yeah, that's true.
Interesting stuff, eh?
Right.
Well, we need to do some video after the show, Don. I'm going to give you a call. We'll do some more discussion of this. I'll give you a call in about 10 minutes or 15 minutes, okay?
Very, very fine.
Which was most appropriate because I